This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
About 3 months ago, a shooter killed 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This led to protests and walkouts calling for gun reform. In the wake of repeated mass shootings at schools, districts in Wisconsin are having to spend more on safety. Mary Lee Williams reports.
Verona, a suburb just southwest of Madison, is breaking ground on a brand new high school.
Shovel.
It's an upgrade from a building that served the district for years. The shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, happened on Valentine's Day, but it's already affected the design of this new high school. Now, some rooms on the second and third floors won't have glass facing the hallway. Also, a few rooms will have sliding doors that can cover those windows. This year's freshman class, including Jose Chavez, will spend their senior year in the new building. He says he was worried the new school would have too much glass.
Just in case something like Parkland happens again, you know, the individual could, you know, easily shoot through the glass. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of weapons they might carry.
Verona Area School District Superintendent Dean Garrell says he understands why people wanted the changes, even though, statistically, the likelihood of a school shooting happening there is low.
But the fact that it happens and it's so publicized, it understandably creates this sense of, gosh, what if it were to happen here? And what are we doing to be proactive in preventing that?
Ultimately, these changes are estimated to cost up to $150,000. School districts usually rely on budget referendums and their annual budgets to pay for security upgrades. Sheboygan Area School District passed a referendum in 2016, putting about $3.5 million into safety upgrades. Assistant Superintendent of Student and Instructional Services Seth Harvatine says in the 20 years he's worked for the district, he's seen a steady increase in the amount of money spent on safety.
And that forces to prioritize within our capital allocation, whether it's going to be an increased security system or letting the roof go another 1 or 2 years and then coming back to replace that roof section a little bit later.
And that has a direct impact on the district's to-do list. Dave Albright, the district's facility services coordinator, says he would like to get some more LED lights.
And we have a lot of lighting which could be updated and improved upon, which, again, is kind of put in the back burner for some of the safety thing, which we deem more important. We do have lighting that works. We know we have more lighting that can be much more efficient and save the district money.
Safety upgrades aren't the only thing school districts are spending more money on. They're also focusing on mental health services. Racine Unified received a $2.5 million grant 5 years ago that focuses on mental health. Assistant Director of Student Services, Teresa Stolpa, says it's a good investment.
Developing those skills to be able to problem solve, to be able to self-regulate, to be able to deal with their emotional needs will affect school safety, for years to come.
As the cost of school safety goes up, districts are getting more help from the state. About 2 weeks ago, the Department of Justice started taking applications for $100 million in new grants. Legislation earmarking this money passed in a special session. But at the end of the day, schools can only do so much. Verona Superintendent Garrell says there's no such thing as a totally safe school.
We could have metal detectors at every door. We could have 1,000 cameras. We could have whatever. If somebody's really intent on doing harm, they'll find a way around all of that.
Mary Lee Williams, Wisconsin Public Radio.